You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
This on text. Interesting that you don't read out those texts that are against the vaccination. I reckon there's been a media directive to keep it positive, and you wonder why we are sceptical. And this as well, we are in our late 70s and decided to try the Heidelberg Repap vaccination hub without appointments last Monday. It was very well organised, and we were both out with appointments for our second shot in less than an hour. That's fantastic to hear, and good to hear that parts of the system are working well. Jerome Weimar would be happy to hear that. He's commander of the COVID response at the Department of Health. Jerome, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
One part of your system's working well.
Oh, look, I think a number of the parts of the system are working well. My thanks to everybody who's been coming forward to get vaccinated over the last few days. And obviously, as of Monday, all of us over the age of 50 can do just that at any of the six vaccination centres we have now set up across Melbourne and other centres.
So anyone over 50 from Monday can go to those centres?
That's right. So, we've got a very clear message out there from Monday. Anybody over 50, regardless of what job you do or where you live in the state, you're able to go to any of the six large-scale vaccination centres we currently have set up in Ballarat, in Geelong, and four across Melbourne. We're also opening up a new centre at Cranbourne Racecourse on Tuesday. I'll be there getting my vaccination there on Tuesday, and we are opening up some other centres over the coming week. So I'd really encourage now, anybody who's 50 and over, you can now get your vaccine from Monday. And clearly, if you've got questions, and many of us do, and rightly so, then please speak to your GP to get advice about what's right for you. But it's really now time for people to start to make those plans and say, I'm going to get this done so we can all move on to get beyond this pandemic.
Not everyone has a GP, of course, they can sit down and have that chat with, and it's often hard to get in to see a GP these days. Do you really think the information campaign fully informing people about their risks, their responsibilities, their rights and the benefits of vaccination, do you really think it's been as good as it could be?
Oh, look, I think there's always room to do more and to do better, Virginia, and look, we continue to work closely with our colleagues in the Commonwealth to get as much information out there as we can.
What information actually is out there? I mean, apart from programs like this that talk about it and anything else, what information is there? I don't see ads, I don't get leaflets in my letterbox. What is there?
Yeah, look, I think that there certainly has been some campaign work that, again, that the federal colleagues put out a few weeks ago. I think there's another federal campaign starting, I believe, next week. So I'm expecting to see much more information out there to give people good advice about how to get access, whether it be through your GP or through the state clinics. But look, this is why we come on the radio. And to your earlier text message, I think there's a huge amount of information out there through the media, through the Department of Health website, through the federal websites around what's happening with vaccination. You really can't open a newspaper these days or watch the news without vaccines being talked about. And I think that's really important. I think it's very important that people have as much information as possible and can understand the pros and cons, can understand the very, very low risks that are there. And absolutely, at the end of the day, we all have to make a personal decision about what we're going to do. But collectively, if as a society and as a community we don't get vaccinated, then we can't ease off restrictions, we can't open borders, and we can't move on with our lives.
Why are there COVID fragments, so many fragments of the disease in our wastewater across so many suburbs when we don't actually have community infection?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. And look, this is why we've been doing all this wastewater sampling, because we know there are still bits of COVID circulating around the community. Now, we believe that the vast majority of this the most likely cause of this is going to be people shedding viral fragments. So former positive cases who are now shedding. And
to jump in there, John. Yep. Even from that long ago, the last time we had a positive case was what, 60 days, is it?
No, but bear in mind, we also have 25 people with COVID in the health hotels, in the hotel quarantine system. And of course, those people, once they've cleared their infection, they go back into the community, but they may continue to shed those viral fragments.
Okay.
So we're always going to have some people who have had COVID in a contained environment continuing to shed out in the community. And that's why we see these little detections all over the network. But what we've seen in the north and west, and why we're a bit interested in that, and places like Avondale Heights and Calder Park and Taylor's Lakes, is that we've seen a much stronger response than we've typically seen over the last 3 or 4 months, where we've had such low or non-existent community transmission. And that's why we're saying to those areas, hey, look, really, we really want to see some good testing numbers in those areas over the next few days. We're also following up individually with the more than 240-odd people, primary close contacts, from the Perth outbreak a week ago, you know, they're still continuing their isolation. And those people who are continuing their isolation who are in the northwest of our city, they'll be getting extra tests organised for today and tomorrow.
What have you heard or what do you understand about reports today about the apparent waste and loss of some Pfizer vaccines because of a lack of coordination in the sending and receiving of them, and also because some people aren't turning up?
Yeah, look, I think certainly within the state clinic system, which is the only one I've got good visibility of, Virginia, you know, we've got a very, very low wastage rate. Less than 0.1% of our doses are going to waste. And that's largely because once we've got our six or seven doses out of the vial, there's a little bit left at the end. And we count that because we do not want a drop of the Pfizer or AstraZeneca vaccine to go to waste. So we've got very tight control on that. And our health service colleagues have just been fantastic. You know, we continue to drive that Pfizer vaccination program as much as we can get into those younger health service workers and border force workers, and that work will continue. But wastage in our network is incredibly low, below 0.1%, and we will continue to hold it to that level.
So does that mean that wastage is happening in the federal rollout? Is that what the logical outcome of that?
Yeah, look, I don't have line of sight on what's happening in the federal program, so I'm afraid I can't comment.
No, but by process of elimination, given that there's two levels of government rolling it out, either fed and state, by process of elimination, we have to conclude it's in the federal rollout.
Yeah, look, and we'd have to check to see what data they're reporting on wastage. My understanding is, again, you know, federal colleagues are working very hard to again minimise wastage. We're all aware of how important this program is, but yeah, look, certainly in terms of the clinics, and we've got so many clinics now across the state working, you know, across regional Victoria and in the CBD to ensure that those critical health workers, the border workers, the quarantine workers are getting vaccinated. And I'm really pleased to note that, you know, the majority of those really critical frontline workers have now all been vaccinated. Everybody in hotel quarantine, everybody who works around the airport in those border facing functions, they've all at least had their first dose, and very many of them have had their second dose. And we're continuing now to really make good progress on the health services.
Just before I let you go, and we talk football, because Jerome Weimar, I'm sorry, but you're not more important than football this morning. I know that you'll cop that. The mass vaccination centre that you just mentioned that's going to open at Cranbourne Racecourse on Tuesday, we didn't know about that before, so it's good to know that now. How's that going to work?
Yeah, so Monash Health are setting up the vaccinations at Cranbourne Racecourse. There's another one they'll set up in the coming weeks. We'll announce that when it's ready to go. It'll be a walk-up or a phone-in clinic. So we've seen some really good numbers on our coronavirus hotline over the last 4 days, people making advanced bookings. And if you phone that number, 1-800-675-389, then we can book you in for your Astra vaccine at either Cranbourne Racecourse or any of the other seven centres we've got up and running. All people can walk in. You can walk up to the clinic from Tuesday and just wait in line and get your vaccine there and then.
And can you guarantee to us this morning, Jerome Weimar, that if someone over 50 rocks up on Monday and says, hey, I'm now eligible, they're not going to be told, no, you're not?
Absolutely. I can guarantee that everybody who turns up at the six vaccination centres we have up and running today, if you turn up on Monday and you're 50 and over and you're ready to have your vaccine, you will be able to get your vaccine. And from Tuesday at Cranbourne Racecourse, the same rule will apply.
Good to talk to you, Jerome. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.